This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Dr. H. Michael Shepard and his team recently won the 2019 Lasker Award. It's considered by many to be on par with the Nobel Prize. He's a cancer biologist, and over many years, his team identified a critical breast cancer biomarker, then developed a drug which has proven to be a remarkable life-extending cancer treatment. Dr. Shepard grew up in Sacramento. He graduated from Del Campo High School and went on to UC Davis. He will be honored Friday at the San Juan Education Foundation's Evening with the Stars. I talked with him last week and congratulated his team for the Lasker Award.
Yeah, thank you. We're all very, very excited about getting this award. The drug which we invented, which is called Herceptin, has been a very effective drug for a subclass of breast cancer patients. It was the first breast cancer therapeutic that was developed based on the idea that we can make breast cancer drugs that are bad for the tumor but do not hurt the patient.
Your team's work on the identification of that breast cancer biomarker started in the 1980s. Am I right about that? And was there anything pointing you in the direction of which you explored?
Yeah, the most important part of the discovery happened between 1985 and 1990. The reason why the project happened at all is because I had read about how some kinds of brain cancer are treated. It's pretty awful. The brain cancer is treated first by surgery when surgery is possible, followed by the insertion of a wafer or a small container of a drug that goes in place of where the tumor was in the brain. And this so-called drug works not by the way you would normally think a drug works. This drug works by killing all the cells in the area. And the idea behind that is, yeah, it's okay, we're going to kill a lot of brain cells, but we're going to kill tumor cells at the same time.
So knowing that connected you to this work in breast cancer?
Yeah, because we started out on a journey to discover a means by which we could treat cancer without destroying normal cells.
Ah, let me jump in here then and say you identified this protein, this HER2, H-E-R-2, which helped indicate mutation of genes and was a link then also to certain types, especially aggressive types of breast cancer. Do I have that right?
The HER2 gene, yeah, you're right. The HER2 gene itself is very important in a subgroup of breast cancers.
I'm talking with Dr. Michael Shepard. His team was awarded the 2019 Lasker Award, which was established in 1945 to spotlight fundamental biological discoveries. In your early education in Sacramento, was there a teacher or a science project or some sort of experience that inspired the direction that your career and life have taken?
In Sacramento and in Davis, there were several teachers or professors who, for some reason, thought that I had some potential, and they were very important in convincing me that I should carry on with my education in science.
Are you aware of how much emphasis there is on STEM education and work in the science field for boys and girls as young as grade school now? And what do you think of that in terms of generating the next generations of scientists?
I do support that quite a bit. But in addition to the mechanics of things, which is pretty much what is taught, something else needs to be taught. And that thing that needs to be taught is the fact that it is possible to change the world. I think this kind of thing is really very important to talk to high school students about, because no matter which direction they're going or will end up going, they most often are not sort of differentiated in a particular way when they're in high school. In fact, they're always being told to go get a job or go do this or go do that, or what are you going to be when you grow up? That's all good to talk about, but the important thing is to convince them that they can accomplish great things if they want to.
Dr. Mike Shepherd and his team have been awarded the 2019 Lasker Award. We're talking about his work, which focuses on identification of the HER2 protein. Let's move to the discussion of Herceptin, which your team developed in response to understanding the HER2 protein. The life expectancy of millions of women with the type of cancer that responds to this has doubled. Millions of women's lives have been extended. Do you hear these stories anecdotally? I'm sure you see the statistics, but what kind of feedback comes to you directly?
The patients are usually pretty happy that they got some extra time. In some cases, they got a lot of time to be with their families. When you're face-to-face with a patient who's telling you a story like that, you can't help but feel very humble, that because these people have had a tough time and they will probably continue to have a tough time, but you know that you helped them, and there's really no better reward than having a patient come and tell you, thank you, Dr. Shepherd, this was great, and you helped me and my family quite a bit. There's no other award you can get that is bigger than that one.
Does Herceptin treat the tumor without destroying the cells around it? Have you, by your measure, achieved the goal that you had so long ago?
Yeah, I think we did accomplish what we set out to do. Actually, we accomplished it beyond anything anybody could have imagined at the time.
And am I right in believing that you are the one person who was that dreamer at the beginning?
Yeah, I was the first one. But dreaming is very, very addictive. When one goes into the laboratory and does an experiment and that experiment works, and then do another experiment and that experiment works, and then other people start to be interested and they do experiments and their experiments work, pretty soon, you don't just have one dreamer, you got a whole crowd. And in the end, it's the crowd that, or the team, I guess you could say, that really moves things forward.
Well, the Lasker Award is a $250,000 prize, which is shared by team members. But what kind of work are you focused on now?
Most of my time I spend helping other young companies figure out how to do what I call biomarker-driven drug development. Personally, I have an interest in ovarian cancer, which I intend to pursue. I think that I have been able to identify a weakness in ovarian cancer cells that can be exploited. At this early stage, it's not possible to tell you whether or not this will be successful. But it is an idea, and a new idea, a completely new approach to ovarian cancer that doesn't have anything to do with chemotherapy or radiation or surgery. So I think that's going to be my focus for the next few years.
I thank you so much for this conversation, for making time for this. I'm sure it'll be a nice homecoming to return to Sacramento, won't it?
Yeah, of course it will be. It's always fun.
Cancer biologist Dr. H. Michael Shepard in a phone conversation recorded last week. He will be honored this Friday along with Sacramentans Scott Pease and Heidi Paris at the San Juan Education Foundation's Evening with the Stars. There's more information about that event and a longer version of my conversation at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our show is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington, Antonio Munez, and Evan Matzler. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us live today. This is Insight.